USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A right-wing rally and counter-protests could turn violent today in Portland, Oregon. More than 24 law enforcement agencies are ready, including the FBI. The rally is being organized by a member of the Proud Boys, which is designated as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
To those of you who plan on using Portland on August 17th as a platform to spread your hate, you are not welcome here.
Mayor Ted Wheeler spoke at a rally of religious, police, and business groups.
We're proud to call ourselves a sanctuary city. We're a city that has each other's backs. These are our values.
Wheeler says Portland has a history of supporting the right to assemble and free speech, but, he adds, some groups use that right to be violent. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says she won't go to Israel after all. Israeli leadership decided Friday to allow her to visit her grandmother in the West Bank, as long as she promised not to discuss a boycott of Israel during her visit. Originally, she'd agreed to do it, but then in a tweet she said, "I've decided that visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions stands against everything I believe in, fighting racism, oppression, and injustice." Despite huge speculation projecting otherwise, the New York Medical Examiner has ruled accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide. He was found hanging in his jail cell in Manhattan 1 week ago. A statement says the ruling was based on his autopsy and other evidence found in his cell. The autopsy showed that Epstein's neck had been broken in several places. Epstein had been taken off a suicide watch, which has prompted several calls for an investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Colorado has tightened its air quality restriction, requiring at least 5% of vehicles sold in the state by 2023 emit zero pollution. USA's John Hunt has more.
The State Air Quality Control Commission, which passed the rule on an 8-to-1 vote, said the requirement applies to auto manufacturers, not buyers. It's intended to boost the number of electric vehicles in a state struggling to control ozone pollution. The minimum rises to 6.25 in 2025. Colorado is the 11th state to adopt zero emission standards, according to Green Car Reports, which tracks developments in low pollution vehicles. Two auto industry groups, Global Automakers and the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, applauded the rule. They said they've been working with Colorado officials on how to structure the requirement.
One Democratic presidential candidate hopes to help Native Americans, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The proposal does not mention Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's prior claims about having Native American ancestry herself. Of course, you know President Trump regularly refers to Warren as Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas,
the great Pocahontas.
The policy proposal calls for criminal justice reform on tribal lands and urges the Justice Department to investigate and prosecute what it calls an epidemic of sexual assaults and murders committed against Native American women. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.